This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. We love the story of how the hand of God came upon Elijah at Mount Carmel. You know that story. And for the New Testament Christian, you know, we do believe God that by His Spirit, He speaks to us because the hand of the Lord is upon us in the same way. In other words, it is a biblical precedent that was set long ago, and the story of Elijah outrunning the horses back to the city of Jezreel that day, that's just one example of God's powerful hand on His people in ways that make us authentic representatives of Him. So, you know, we should believe Him to speak to us and to move through us. And one important way, this is so important, is that He does that in our prayer. He gives us divine insight for exactly how to pray. You know, we read a lot of how-to books and articles and blogs. Well, this is the real deal here. This is the how-to. And we know from Romans 8:26 that it's the Spirit of God who speaks to us, leading us in prayer. And like Elijah, again, using that example, the hand of the Lord comes upon you as you pray. And that empowerment connects you to Him. And really, what's a divine, supernatural arrangement? And then that takes on a whole new level of possibilities and outcomes, actually things that you might never have seen or expected before you experienced His leading in prayer. One of the ways that that happens, and we will talk about today, is through visions, words of insight, you might say words of wisdom. These are all divine words, divine insight, okay? And as 1 Kings 18:46 says, "And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah." So substitute your name for Elijah. "And the hand of the Lord came upon," fill in the blank. So I hope you can stay with us through this episode for some examples, really, some specific examples just from my personal experience of how to pray this way, according to visions and divine leading. For example, you know the expression, "Be careful what you pray for"? You've heard that, right? Okay, that's not biblical, but it is an expression that is out there. And as I was praying in the Spirit, I heard that expression, "Be careful what you pray for." And the Lord spoke so clearly. When I heard, "Be careful what you pray for," because I know that that is not from the Lord, right? He doesn't talk like that. But He said, this is what He said, "When you pray, kingdom of God come, and will of God be done, get ready." Get ready, make room, make preparation, get your head around that, because you've prayed that way, the opportunity for a download that's described just like that is available and should be the next thing you expect. You know, we think in terms of delay and waiting years for answers to prayer. No, no. Kingdom of God come. Will of God be done. And the Lord's Prayer goes on to say, think of how many times you've prayed this, right? On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? So the expression, the common expression, be careful what you pray for. If you do not want the kingdom of God or the will of God, don't pray that prayer. You know, you'll have what you say because the Lord is so intentional to bless you, to hear your cry, answer your prayer. So that would be one thing that would enlarge my understanding, enlarge my thinking, expand, help me to open my heart even more when I hear this in prayer, which, by the way, I did recently. And I spent the, by the way, I spent the rest of the day thinking like that. And you know, I could give you a list of the things that happened that I wouldn't have thought. Small things, actually, one really big thing. So keep that in mind. When the Lord speaks to you in prayer, He talks like that. Another example, something I just heard Him say, shaking, shaking, shake, shake, shake. And I heard myself repeating that, you know, in English. Repeating what I was hearing in the spirit. And as I said, shake, shake, shake out loud, I heard the Spirit of God say, because everything that can be shaken will be. And again, get ready, get ready. The plan of God is to shake everything that can be shaken. That includes me. And you, anything that can be shaken in our lives is suspect and eligible for this shaking. And so, see, when I pray that way, when I hear the voice of the Lord as I pray, and I trust that and believe that, then as I echo and repeat what I hear, then it's enforced, and that actually is the way on earth as it is in heaven is enforced. You see the point there. You see how that connection is made? So if you do not want to be shaken, don't pray that way. Don't. But you do. You do want to be shaken. Because there's some things standing in the way of your miracle. And you think it's the devil. You know, we've bound and we've loosed and we've screamed and we've yelled, but there often is an answer right in front of our eyes. And, you know, we found the enemy and he is us. So that example. Another, I heard this in prayer, prepare the way, prepare the way. And then I heard, this is huge. Prepare the way. And so I think about John the Baptist, whose ministry was to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. So I'm agreeing, yes, Lord, yes. We will prepare the way. I will prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And yes, God, this is huge. I agree with you. And then I heard him say, because it includes the heavens above, yes, the spiritual atmosphere, the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, and everything on the earth, everything above. Preparing the way includes everything in the earth beneath. under my feet. And remember, he said that everything of the enemy is under our feet, if we can believe it, but also to the left and to the right on each side. So the heavens above, the earth beneath, everything to the left, everything to the right must be prepared for the way of the Lord to open and for his coming. And so then I saw it, you know, I saw it. I saw the example of Aaron and Hur holding up Moses' arms as the battle raged. So on the left and on the right, you need two people with you all the time. And the Lord is emphasizing this right here in this prayer as he's saying, if you're going to prepare the way, you don't need to be alone. You need someone on either side. I mean, I'm getting this understanding. You know, he's downloading this to me as I'm praying this way in the spirit and getting the understanding in English as well. So English being my native tongue, whatever yours would be, is the way that you would pray. So the left and the right, but then also the New Testament verse that says, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. I believe the psalmist said as well, but this is the way, walk ye in it. And so it means I have to be missional, intentional, not one way with my family and another way in prayer. One way with my group of friends out in the marketplace and another way on the church pew, you see. So then this becomes, as the Lord said, this is huge for you to prepare the way and for you to be prepared. This is a huge thing. Next example, I heard the Lord say this, soul power writes its own theology. Soul power writes its own theology. Each of us are triune beings. We are spirit, soul, and body. And the word here, soul power, speaks to the fact that the way we humanly write anything, establish anything, we do it on the tablet of our heart. And we do that with our words. And then that produces belief. And then that produces action. You know, that's really another point to be made. But soul power is something to consider. And the example he showed me, because I have several situations that are known to me where people are very sick, battling serious illnesses. And the Lord just showed me a sick person will tell you what's going on with them because the voice of sickness demands soul power to communicate its possibilities. The Spirit of God is always speaking life and wholeness. You know, I have come that you would have life and life more abundantly. And so there's a contention here. There's a battle here between the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotions that will, without restraint now, if we're not conformed to the word, leans into a natural inclination, which is led, dictated by symptoms. So the word that I heard, soul power, writes its own theology. And so you know what? I just took authority over that. And I said, I take authority, Father. And I named the people I was praying for to be healed and delivered from any demonic influence holding them in sickness and disease. I said, I take authority over the enemy's lies, penetrating my friend's ability to believe God with all of the heart and all of the mind and will and emotions, everything, so that their answer is not delayed. One more example, and I think this one is so good and so amazing to me. We're going to cover this at another time very soon, because you need to know this. We do. I need to. As I was praying before the Lord, His Spirit said to me, you have a personal level of authority that stands before me night and day. And the more I prayed, the Lord elaborated and He said, your personal level of authority is a gift from me, meaning from the Lord, from God. And I prayed some more and more elaboration came. And He said, your level of authority on a personal level, if it is squandered, will affect you and many. And, you know, anytime I hear the Lord say many, I do think of multitudes of people, but honestly, full confession here, I think of my family. I think close to home, you know, my family, my children, their children, and in the years to come, children's children, and my extended family. I do. And so I felt this fear of the Lord about that, not squandering my personal authority, the gift of God. So, you know, I don't know what your experience is, but Romans 8:26 puts it this way. For we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And 1 Kings 18:46, our reference to Elijah, so powerful. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garment and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. You have that power, and you have that gift, the prayer of the Spirit, the ability to pray out of the visions that God gives you, because the power of God is on you. Lord, we thank you for miracles and signs and wonders, supernatural interventions in your people. We thank you. Lord, give us the prayer. Show us how to pray to agree with you on earth as it is in heaven. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.